It is the radio segment that's got your million-dollar inheritance. It just needs your social security number. Ooh, text it in, 78592. Laser Stories, the segment where we read weird news stories from around the globe, just like everybody else, except we have a laser, and those other numbskulls don't. This first laser story is out of Michigan. Richard Zelasko won an $80 million Mega Millions jackpot in July of 2013, and after taxes and fees, his final prize was close to $39 million. But here's the interesting part. He and his wife filed for divorce in late 2001, almost 2 years before he bought the ticket. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately for Richard, they hadn't completely finalized their divorce yet.
No way.
So when his soon-to-be ex-wife heard that Richard hit the big one, she, of course, wanted half of it.
Yep.
Even though they filed for divorce in 2011, he won in 2013.
She's like, I think it's time to wrap that thing up.
Yeah, let's do it now.
Years later, an arbitrator ruled that the ticket was indeed part of the couple's marital assets, and the court awarded $15 million to his wife.
Oh, my God!
Wow.
The arbitrator said the marital property includes all property acquired from the date of the marriage until the date of the entry of the divorce. The court also cited that the winning lottery ticket was probably not the first that Richard had purchased during their marriage, and that losses throughout the marriage were incurred jointly, so the winnings should also be shared jointly as well.
It's a good point when you hear it like that.
Oh my gosh.
Richard's attorney said his client can appeal the ruling and is considering his options. The couple's divorce was finalized last year. Dude, she just fast track it right after you're done.
All signed. Ready, signed.
I don't care about a couch anymore. I just want my $15 million. This next laser story is out of the friendly skies. A woman named Tiffany Adams was on an Air Canada flight back to her home in Toronto earlier this month after she'd been visiting a friend in Quebec. It was a short flight, and she had an entire row to herself, and then she fell asleep.
Aww.
Well, she woke up a few hours later, and the plane was pitch black, cold, and parked. Somehow, the crew had just forgotten her on the flight.
That is so... I mean, I could understand maybe she's in a row by herself, so there's no other passengers by her. But what about the cleaners that come on and take care of the plane afterwards?
Her phone was dead, so she couldn't call for help. And she wound up finding a flashlight in the cockpit, prying the plane's door open, and using the flashlight to signal for help since it was a 50-foot drop to the ground.
Wow, dude, are you kidding me, though? That sounds like so much fun. First thing I do, vodka bottles. You get the little mini bottles.
Take all the airplane shots.
Take all the airplane shots.
I think
you open
if you're
cool
in a dark plane, you're probably having a panic attack.
I don't know. If you're drunk, I think I'd be pretty calm.
Luckily for her...
The slide has always been something I wanted to do.
A crew member was driving around and saw her. Once he asked her how they forgot her, he helped get her down with a ladder and took her back to the airport. Tiffany, of course, says that she's been having insomnia ever since Air Canada has... And ever since then, Air Canada has called her repeatedly to talk to her about what happened. Experts speculate that a lawsuit could happen from it. Yeah, you think?
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
so
that's
far,
why she's saying she has insomnia. Yeah.
No word on that.
Here's a $50 voucher.
I can't sleep now. Oh, really? You can sleep pretty well on the plate, Tiffany.
Charge her a $35 napping fee.
Yeah.
And Air Canada confirmed that all of this really did happen, so they're investigating it.
Oh,
wow.
This next laser story is out of Happy Meal headquarters. There's a 34-year-old woman named Stacy Rupp in Phoenix, and the other night she dropped her 9-year-old son off at McDonald's and promptly left.
Ain't nobody got time for that!
The employees eventually realized that the kid was there alone and called the cops. When authorities arrived, the boy wasn't even that upset because when his mom drops him off like this, quote, she always comes back.
Oh, no!
Am I the only one that's thinking, well, he's 9?
No, that's terrible parenting, bro.
I don't know. I feel like that's old enough to sit and have a McDonald's Happy Meal by yourself.
Yeah,
adult. Well, with an adult with you who can probably protect you from weirdos.
What is that, fourth grade? I was staying home by myself at 9 or 10.
Oh, my God, I pray for your kids.
I'm just saying.
She did come back eventually. The cops confronted her. And eventually she admitted she left him there while she went to gamble at a nearby casino.
Okay, well, that isn't a good...
And even though kids were allowed in the casino, she said she couldn't take him along because, quote, he drives me crazy.
Oh, my God.
She was arrested shortly after that. And McDonald's employees said that the kids love going to McDonald's, but that doesn't mean McDonald's is a babysitter.
Yeah, that's too much.
This next laser story is out of Miami, Florida. There's a 33-year-old guy named DeLoreans Philidor, and he was on trial last week on a burglary charge. Well, before the jury got to their closing arguments, DeLoreans flipped out.
I have a feeling some bad stuff is about to go down.
He began yelling and screaming, jumping up and down, and then even throwing his own poop at the judge.
Yeah!
I never understand that. Like, are people really able to poop on command?
That's
like
what I'm
that?
Thinking. Like, yeah. How do you just have one locked and loaded?
I don't know.
That's crazy to
the
me.
The timing of that is pretty impeccable.
And how do you throw it? Because you have to pray that it's a solid one.
Well,
you know what I mean? If it's not, then you just pooped in your hand.
Well, anyway, after he threw his poop at the judge, the worst part happened. I can't believe I'm about to say this, but DeLoreans then ate some of it and yelled, quote, it's protein. It's good for you.
God.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Police officers
never repeat that again.
Swarmed him, and luckily none of the poop wound up hitting the judge. But the most interesting part of this entire story, the jury found him not guilty of the burglary charge.
Because he's
reason of insanity, right? Like, if you're eating your own poo, you get that one.
Not a free man yet, though. He's still facing a separate charge for Grand Theft Auto. Plus, he might face charges for throwing poop at a judge.
Yeah, I think that's assault.
And if you're wondering, because I know you are, human feces has between 2% and 25% protein. It depends on what you're eating.
I didn't wonder.
I guess he wasn't totally wrong. This next laser story is out of the land of Barbie dolls and G.I. Joes. Since Toys R Us closed a year or so ago, we've barely even had a chance to miss it. Mm-hmm. But I do have some good news. Toys R Us has announced that they're back.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Really?
Where?
The new owners who bought Toys R Us after it went out of business last year say they're already ready to start opening up stores again. And they're shooting to open up about 6 locations by the end of the year. Ready to capitalize on the holiday season.
Oh, that's awesome.
As for the details, the stores will be around 10,000 square feet, which is about a third the size of the original Toys R Us stores. And if you're wondering about the stale pee smell, they probably still have that. Just give them a little while. You know, new and improved stale pee.
Cool.
Nice.
This next laser story is out of the land of sucky drivers.
Sucky drivers.
You know who's bad at driving? Everybody except you.
Mm. Yeah, I've been telling everybody this.
But you know who's really bad at driving? People in Utah, apparently.
They're the worst?
Are the worst. A new study ranked all 50 states from the best drivers to the worst. It's based on things like total accidents, speeding tickets, DUIs, and citations. So the states with the worst drivers are Utah, California, Virginia, South Carolina, Colorado. I can vouch for that. I got in an accident in Colorado right before I had to do a show.
Jose,
you were with me.
You
weren't in the car with me, but I was in Colorado. We had a comedy show.
Yeah.
And I was on the way. Actually, I had like half an hour to go eat at the hotel, and somebody just like sideswiped the rental car I was in.
Yeah.
And then I never paid the fee for Enterprise, so now I can't rent cars from Enterprise, all because of Colorado drivers. And then Washington also rounds out the list. The states with the best drivers are Nevada, Illinois, and Mississippi.
Hmm.
But
Mississippi.
The state with the absolute greatest drivers, according to the survey, Florida.
Double rainbow. Oh,
hey,
my God.
You know what?
Is so weird.
Yeah, hey, they're good at something.
Yeah.
That's true.
They're good at making headlines for weird crimes and also driving, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody who never drives because he just stays inside all day and humps a shoe is this guy. That's the sound of a turtle humping a shoe. And that means Laser Stories has come to an end for the day. We'll do it again same time on Friday.